Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What do I want to see when I wake up? Brawless morning boobs. Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
There's one thing that I like better than brawless morning boobs.
What's that?
Afternoon morning boobs.
What?
What do I want to see in the afternoon?
What is that?
Brawless afternoon boobs. Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
There's one thing that I like better than afternoon brawless boobs.
What's that?
What do I want to see in the evening? Evening brawless boobs. Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
You know what I like better than evening brawless boobs?
What is better than evening brawless boobs?
Nighttime brawless boobs. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, and that's my song that I made for Breast Cancer Awareness
Month. Yes, yes,
that's
it
why
is.
We're wearing these colors.
Yes, here. We support boobs and women's. You know, gotta check them out.
Yeah, you gotta be healthy and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't neglect. Protect.
Protect.
Yes, I made that up.
Don't neglect. Protect.
Yes.
All right.
Right on.
We're gonna start the show.
Yes.
Let's start the show.
All right.
Hey, yo.
Boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, 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 hey.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the _ great _ CoReE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
We're on Instagram. This dude has a website.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out.
This is your first time here. Please don't forget to hit the like and subscribe and the notifications.
Please.
So you can be notified of our new episodes.
Yes.
We got links for our merch.
Yes.
And anything.
Hey, we got a link to donate. If you just want to donate. I know people don't like to donate, but
I like donuts.
Donuts are good.
Yes, they are.
So you can donate if you want to get us some donuts. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, there's a link in there too. So, you know, feel free to hit it. Appreciate all the viewers and all subscribers.
Heck yeah.
Keep on doing it, man. We love it.
Heck
yeah. Keep passing the word. Telling everybody, your friends and your family.
Yeah. Tell your friends. Tell everybody.
Yes.
Hit the like. Hit the subscribe. We got cool merch. You know what? I've been seeing it around town quite a bit.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, the Midnight Paco Podcast gear is great. And I'm getting used to seeing it.
Right, right.
It's almost like...
Wait till we hit them with the new stuff.
Yeah. But it's almost like... when I see it or something that I think is similar to our shirts, and then I realize it's not, I wonder why it's not.
Right?
I look at it like, oh, that looks like one of our shirts. Yeah. And then I look closer and it's not. And I'll be like, why isn't
it? But why not?
Yeah.
But why not? It should be.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
It was
they're great to work out in.
They're
great to walk around in. They're great to do whatever in. They're great to
you
sleep
in. You can
cut
the grass in it. You can do comedy in it.
You can wear it with braless morning boots.
That's my favorite.
While you're having your coffee and walking the dog.
Walking the dog, you know, like taking the trash out.
Taking the trash out.
Dropping the kids off at the bus stop.
There you go, kiddies. Have a good day at school.
Cut the grass on your riding mowers.
Yeah. Hitting them bumps.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, ladies, you know, I know that's a big thing, and, you know, breast cancer is terrible. It's one of those things. So.
Cancer sucks.
Yeah.
You know, F cancer.
Yeah.
Period.
What is it? It had to be something that just messes with us. People could be living good, and all of a sudden they get skin cancer or some shit. It's like, what the fuck? Where'd that come from? You know what I mean? Yeah. I got moles everywhere. Thank God they're not like, mole. I had one here. I had it removed. Every time I would shave, I cut it.
You would cut it with the razor?
Yeah. So it was like, I had to, I think it was on this side maybe. Think this side. But finally they took it away, and, you know, thank God, because it was, when I shaved, boy, it was there.
Yeah.
It wasn't cute. So it's just like, what are those? Why?
What are moles?
So many moles. It's like I got the galaxy on my back, dude.
I don't know.
But like not a whole bunch of, you know, outside the surface, but, you know, like little
flat
ones.
Mole?
Like this, yeah, like this, this,
I
this.
I thought those were called freckles.
Nah, those are moles, man.
Moles?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of white folk moles.
Yo.
That's where all my blackness is.
In your moles?
In my moles. I got so many of them, though.
They're not black, though.
Well, brown.
It makes you more of a ginger.
Well, I mean, it's brown. You're not black. You're brown.
I'm brown.
So that's brown.
But my moles are black.
Or are they really brown? Dark brown.
There's a mole.
But is it black or is it brown?
I think it's like dark brown.
Super dark brown. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well.
That's what...
Certain moles are black.
That's what my rhythm is in my moles.
His rhythms and his moles.
They're everywhere. So they make me move.
All right.
Is that not it?
Sure. Absolutely.
Absolutely. But we did comedy tonight, sir.
We did comedy tonight. And the week before, we went to see Tommy Davidson.
We did. Yes, we did. Shout out to Tommy Davidson. Shout out to
Tommy Davidson.
Huff, everybody
shout out to John
out there.
Huff. Yeah.
Tank with a C.
Britton Grace. Mr. 330.
Yeah, they had a great show. You know.
And Dave Ruggiero.
Yeah, he was the man of the hour.
Yeah.
Check out his episode 197.
That's right.
That's right. He was all
Dapper. He reminded me of Drop Dead Fred. You remember that episode?
Yes, I do. I did. Yes, I. That's it. I hate you. Kicked her and ran.
That was when, remember this, you know, the way Dave was dressed, it was the scene in Drop Dead Fred when he was playing the violin.
Yeah, it's just like, no.
That was one of my favorite parts because he dressed for the part. You know, he had his tux on. He had his hair done. That was the best.
Yeah, it was the best. Yeah. It was the best. That was a great
classic film.
Yeah, classic film for
Drop
sure.
Dead Fred.
Drop Dead Fred. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know what that is. Check it out, man.
Yeah, check out
Drop
Dead Fred.
Won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
Especially if you like have imaginary friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't, but that'd been cool.
Who said they're imaginary?
Well, you know, to other people they are. Certain people have them. Which is crazy, but I don't know because it doesn't happen to me, so I can't discount it. It's like aliens, dog.
No, can't can't compare the two.
It's the same. If I haven't witnessed it, I can't really talk on it. But at the same time, who am I to say the people who said they seen it didn't see it?
You cannot compare the two.
It's kind of.
Nah.
It's kind of.
Bruh.
How is it not?
Because aliens are something that, you know, or a spaceship or unidentified flying object is something that I can see and other people have seen. But the imagination or imaginary friend is only something that you've seen personally.
Yeah, it was a good time out there, man. You know what I'm saying? So, Tom Davidson, got a picture with him.
Yes, we did.
Got a picture with him.
Yes, we did. Had a chance to, you know, interact with him. Tommy Davidson is he was a professional. I was watching him to see how he reacted to things, and you hope to build to that status, to that patience, meaning to mm-hmm. like,
yeah, right.
You know, like, all right, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get out of here. And you know, everybody like, one more picture. But then again, you want that because you don't want people to be like. Because I'm sure, one of your biggest fears is not to be, no one likes you, nobody wants to take a picture with you.
You have a reputation of
nobody,
being that way.
Remembers you, nobody appreciates you being there.
Right.
But then again, you are human. Mm-hmm. You might have a plane to catch, you could be tired.
Yeah.
And you're like, come on, guys. But no, he was a pro about it.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
he's been in the business for a long time. He had a lot of time to practice, but
yeah.
You know, shout out to Tommy Davidson and hopefully we'll have you on the podcast.
Yeah, that'd be dope. But we did comedy tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
You did a good job, sir.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For the minimal crowd that was there, it was not bad.
No, they were. It was a small crowd, but who was that? Was that Daniel that said small, mighty crowd?
Yeah.
There was a small crowd, but it seemed like they appreciate.
Yeah.
You know, I like people that were, not that I like people, but I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. I appreciate everybody, but I appreciate people that's there by themselves. Like,
right.
They came to see a show.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
came to see Cool
somebody
C
else. Yeah.
Or Justin. But yeah. they came to see a show.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that.
Yeah, 100%.
And those are the people that I appreciate, you know, coming. And sometimes I tell them, hey, thanks for coming. You know, please come back and see us. I do that a lot, even though it's not
mandatory or whatever.
Or it's not my place really to do
it. Yeah.
Cause I'm just.
But we want people to come back and fill the room. You know what I mean? That's the goal. You know, I know it's not always that way, but it's a nice spot, man. It's just it sucks when you see, you know,
places. The attendance decline.
Yeah. That place used to rock, boy. Used to pop. You know what I'm saying? So it's. But we got to work out new stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was cool. You know, it was something I've been kicking around in my head for a while and. It's a good breather sometimes to try new stuff, you know what I mean? But I didn't have the problem is I didn't have the balls to just keep rolling with
and
it.
I didn't set a timer either.
That's fine.
To keep you know, but see the thing that I was doing tonight is, you know, I try. This is something that I'm personally working on, is like when it's not a big crowd.
Mm.
Like, one of the comics was like, you know, hey, you didn't go your full time. And somebody was like, for what? What for?
Oh,
like,
that was me. That was me.
I wasn't trying to say that was you. But
yeah, I don't give a fuck. Daniel was like, you had 20 seconds left. I was like, okay.
He was like, what for?
What for?
You had an audience there, bro.
But I don't have 20-second bits. You know what I mean? I mean, I could have been up there and like, okay, thank you, everybody. Follow me. Or I could have just stood up there like, I have 20 seconds left, so I'm going to stand up here. No, I'm done. My bits are done. I don't really have. I mean, I could have threw in the one little thing about something, but it's out of place. So most of my stuff has a place. So I'm just, whatever. It's like 20 seconds. What are we doing here? If you would have gave me the light, I wouldn't have known I had 20 seconds. You see what I'm saying? So it's like you finish up your last joke and you get off the stage. Or you stand there with 20, oh, I got 20 seconds left. I'm going to stand on stage for 20 seconds. Nope, thank you, bye. If I'm getting paid for the gig and I have to be up there the whole time, I can do that. This is open mic we're talking about here, buddy. But go ahead, what were you saying?
No, so what I was doing is like, you know, trying to give it my all.
Instead of just acting like, eh, it's only this many people, I'm just going to get off stage.
Right. So, you know, that's one of the things that, that's something that I personally am working on. Like, giving it my all, even though it may not be a big audience, that's something that I'm personally trying to work on.
I mean, I would have did that with a big audience, because that was my set. You know, I would have just finished at that anyway, so.
Okay.
There was nothing else I would have thrown at that, in that. At the end, I couldn't with 20 seconds.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You could have said, thank you, I'm Justin
Fuller. I did. I was like, okay, thank you, everybody. Give it up for Daniel Myers.
Okay. You could have said, hey, thank you, I'm Justin Fuller. You could have gave up your website. You could have also gave out the podcast that you're on. There's a lot you could have said.
I usually do, but I usually
But you didn't because you didn't feel the need to.
No, it wasn't that. I just didn't say it this time. Didn't matter.
Why didn't it matter, Justin?
Because it is what it is. I said my name.
All right, it don't matter. No, it don't matter again.
I said a whole bit with my name in it, plenty. So it's.
So don't say it again, ever, because it don't matter.
I mean, at the end of that set, it was just, okay, that's my name's Justin Fuller. If you can't find me, I even talk about Googling Justin Fuller. You can find me.
Well, just don't do it then.
I like the bit, but
no, it's just retire saying where you can find you. Like every other night, don't
I
give
you. I just happened to forget. My bad.
You didn't forget.
I did.
You didn't
forget. Because I was on there and then I just was like, okay, I'm done. So let me get off stage. And
right on, man.
All right, Daniel. That's
right,
all.
Right on, Justin. Yeah. Yeah. But for me, like what I'm personally trying to, just me.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm just, you know, because that's something that really affected me once upon a time. It was like, you know, especially at a show that I thought should have been better promoted, it messed with me mentally.
Yeah, I know. I remember
but
that.
It happened on more than one occasion.
No, but I remember the time. Like, you were like, you're upset. You know, not visibly, like, to anybody, but I could tell. You know, we talked about it, but.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I try to be always professional on stage. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as far as me personally, like, if it's two people or 100 plus, I'm going to try to, you know, personally give it my all.
Mm-hmm.
Because practice make perfect. And, and that's what, you know, even if you did a bit for like, you know, a televised set, and it could be just you and the camera guy.
Mm-hmm. Or something. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you got to, you know, I want to try to practice and work on giving it my all.
That'd be tough. It's not hard to do your jokes monologue, but. It sucks to do your jokes on that long.
Yeah.
We've done them so much. We can give it our all. Like, we're telling it on stage. Like, you're giving it to the camera. You know what I mean? But it's just, you know, trying to give it the applause breaks, maybe. Or, you know, because you don't want to just keep running into your, you know what I mean?
It's right.
Just, that'd be wild to do. But I'm sure that, I know COVID was probably like that.
Then once you, like, if you're on a live and somebody, you know, they know that you're a comedian, they'll be like, go tell us your joke.
Yeah, and it just doesn't
And then you telling your jokes, and maybe you're reading the screen, maybe you see the laugh emojis, or
yeah.
I don't know. This is a little weird.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's nothing like the stage. Nothing like that instant reaction from an actual audience that's in front of you.
You know what's crazy? You know, I had to go third, obviously, and I'm just sitting there like nervous the whole time because I knew I was going to do some new stuff, which I shouldn't have been because there wasn't too many people there. But at the same time, it's still new material. And it wasn't written down. I never wrote it down. It was just, you know, kicking around in my head. Yeah. But I still don't have the balls to just run with it. Instead of, you know, I did the little bit and then I went into my other material just to finish out, you know, my set. Instead of just staying with it and just messing around with it and playing with it and being in uncomfortable moments and just, you know what I mean? That's where you find that gold, I think, a little bit too. You know what I mean? You figure it out and then you have it on, you know, it's almost like you just spit everything out on stage. And then you have the recording, and then you're like, okay, well, yeah, that completely sounded like shit. But I can rework it. You know what I mean? But at least you have an outline of what the joke kind of is.
Right. I mean, like, you know, I did some new stuff tonight, and I could have worked it out differently, I think, in my head. But it was just like, you know, now that I threw it out there, I can now, like, sculpt it to what I want it to be. Versus trying it new at a show.
Oh yeah, you don't do that.
Oh, I would, because eventually in my mind, and not saying I'm comparing myself to these individuals, but eventually, you know, that's where you're going to try out your new material.
Yeah, but I think by then you have, if you're getting to that point, you kind of have a name.
Or not. You just don't hit up open mics.
Yeah, but I don't see
you constantly performing, because I was surprised to see.
I mean, if you're constantly performing, that's one thing. Then you have no choice. But you know what I mean? If you're not constantly performing, you're just trying to go to shows and, you know what I mean? Because you had no time to go to open mics. That's one thing. But, you know.
Or you just try out your new material on stage.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Either you get a laugh or you don't. And then you just move on and deal with it. But, yeah. But that, I think that that's not for a good show. If people are paying to come see you, you shouldn't do that.
I don't see why not. Especially when you get your rhythm and your thing. Like, for example, the new stuff that you tried today, it was good.
Yeah.
And it would have worked at a show. What's the problem in that? The stuff that I tried today, I think, was decent, and it would have did good at a show.
Right.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Well, because it's, you know, I probably could have did a lot more with it, too.
Yeah, but just for the sake of, like...
No, I'm just trying it out.
Throwing it out.
I get it. I guess it's the confident level, too. I mean, because I don't like to... You know us, man. We ain't going to really go up there with a bunch of bull.
No.
I mean, I don't know, but it's all subjective, so I guess... I mean, I don't know. I just think, like, if you're on a show, you do what you know, kind of works. You know what I mean? Because fluff, I mean, especially if you're getting, I don't know.
I mean, if a new joke was born,
yeah,
that's not fluff.
No, I get it. Yeah, if it's fucking magic and it's good, it's good.
That's not fluff.
Regardless of where it's at, yeah. It's tough. Yeah, I guess I see, yeah.
I mean, that's the way it works, because, you know, it's like, you know, you got certain individuals that you and I know.
I know, but the thing is, and this is just coming from me, going and seeing headliners, and they ain't doing shit, and that they're trying new shit out, and it's just, I guess the it's just cool to see them fucking around, you know what I mean? But it's like, yeah, it ain't that funny. Damn. And I know it happens because they're working shit out. You know what I mean? But that's all. I mean, if anything, it gives me confidence, because it's like, okay, ain't nobody just killing the room every time they step in it. You know what I mean? But if you're an audience member, like, I can think of a couple people, you know, that I've gone and I've seen, and like, an audience member afterwards would probably, you know, in my mind, be like, well, I ain't going to come back and see this show. You know what I mean? Because as soon as somebody's just in there fucking around and this and that, and it's just like, not a great review, I guess you could say.
I don't know. I mean.
But I think if you have your fans, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like. You know. You know,
that's what I think it is.
Like, and the reason why I do things solely on like the reactions that I see. I mean, I have my opinions on it, but then based off the, my opinion and the reaction of the audience is totally different. For example, it was like I'm just convinced that we as comedians, we view comedy different.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I think we're like,
I mean, but I think we started to, like, that's why we like it so much in a way.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, I think that we are viewing it differently because we could sit through a whole set and you would probably say, oh, they wasn't that funny. But they was, audio-wise, they was killing. Meaning that the punchlines and all their jokes did, they kicked and hit.
I don't think there was anybody that was doing that and I said they weren't funny, though. That's what I'm saying.
No, you're wrong. You are wrong with that statement.
I don't know if you've seen people that I've seen that ain't been killing, and I'm just saying.
There was a performance that we saw recently.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the name purposely.
No, I get it.
And
I wasn't specifically talking about him.
But I'm just saying, I am.
Okay.
Because you know, it was like.
Well, no, that's not off of the punchlines. I think that was more so off of who it was.
But it don't matter.
It kind of does.
No, it don't.
A little bit.
The audience was with it, regardless of what we thought.
Well, because if you're with it, you're with it because you're a fan. But that doesn't mean that the jokes were fucking. Or the material,
once again, would a person that normally goes is an audience member of comedy, would they say that exactly what you said? Would they say that?
I mean, I don't know because I'm a fan.
No, but would they say that though?
I don't know because I am also a fan. That's why it's sometimes disappointing to see certain things like this. That's all.
I don't think
this is I'm not specifically talking about that.
But I'm just saying that's like we view it differently. So we're going to have a different opinion of it. Like we might think that it's bullshit that after a performance of a headliner or a very famous headliner might have a Q&A after the set.
I mean I go to shows to enjoy myself and most of the time I'm pretty well lit, so I'm there to have a good time.
I mean, I go
there specifically to have a good time, not to judge at all as a comedian. Like, I don't do that at all when I go see these people.
But you are viewing it differently. I don't think
I get it. I
don't think you could just turn on and turn off.
Yeah, but I don't sit there and be like,
doing shows, just like, you know, I might ask a person that's running the show, how do they think it went? Even though I'm there as an audience member.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm still seeing different shit.
Yeah.
I can't unsee it. Putting on shows.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, I know.
I can't unsee certain things.
Yeah, 100%.
As you being a comedian, you can't unsee certain things.
Right. No, I get it. Because we spot other stuff. I get it. That's just what it is. But I'm specifically talking about the performance and material.
You still can't unsee certain things.
I get it. I understand. Obviously, from what I'm doing, I'm going to see it from a different perspective.
Exactly.
But that's not what this is. Like, this was just like, wow. Like, I was expecting better, more, or something. You know what I mean? That's all.
I get what you're saying, man. But all. Once again, my opinion on that doesn't change.
Well, because antics are one thing, and still, it's still who. I mean, certain things are just fans are fans, and trust me, I had a good time because of situations. But you know, whatever.
So by listening to the audience, that was a dope show.
Yep.
Oh, you mean now? No, I'm just saying, it's only like... By listening to the, I'm just saying, by listening to the audience, though, man.
I get it. It was, I had a good time.
No, I'm removing myself from it.
And we're not even talking.
Like, if I was a fly on the wall, it sounded like they was rocking it.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I'm not specifically even talking about that
one. I'm just saying, though. We are viewing from different perspectives.
You. I got you.
And we can't turn it on and off.
I guess it is what it is. Yeah, at this point, yeah, I do have to see it from a different perspective. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But I also go in full steam having fun. That's all, because I'm fan first, man. I'm 100% fan first. That's just how I roll. I get it. You're specifically just dead set on we're going to see it differently no matter what. Okay.
Fan or not?
I agree. Okay. Whatevs. But that shows me I can do it, is what I'm saying.
We did it.
Yeah. I'm just saying, this is, it just...
We've done it.
It gives me more confidence.
We can do it again.
100%. It just gives me more confidence. Like, I was talking to Tyrone. Shout out to Tyrone Gaines. I was like, about his, doing his hour and everything. And, you know, he just says he wants to, you know, keep doing it more and more. And I'm like, yeah, it's repetition. You know what I mean? It's tough, you know.
You talk about the show that we saw him do at, was that an hour?
Yeah, I didn't see him. No. I was talking about his first hour headlining at the Funny Farm.
Oh, he did a funny hour?
Yeah, he headlined the same weekend I was at Funny Stop. Okay. I was hosting when I was.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Tolson.
Okay.
That weekend for Mike Conley.
He
had one night, I think, at Funny Farm.
Oh, nice.
One show over there.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so he did an hour, and now, you know, he's trying to continue doing, you know, but it's like he gets more opportunities to do like the half hour or 45. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get like a full hour.
Not a headliner.
Yeah. Well, no, he's been doing headlining, but all the headlining gigs around here, like, are half hour, 45 minutes, not the hour. So he doesn't have that much time, stage time, I guess, to practice it like that. You know what I mean? Because... I mean, we do 5 minutes at a time. We've done 15 minutes. You know, our 15 minutes is pretty good, but we haven't had a chance to get up there.
On Black Friday, what are we doing, 15, 20?
15. You know what I mean? So it's like we've done up to 25. I think I did the most 20, almost 27 minutes.
I did 25, 20.
Yeah, but we don't do it on a regular basis. You know what I mean? So it's like for it to be, you know, spick and span, like – all the beats and everything we need, you know, you got to run it a lot, you know, before you would film like a half hour or something. You know what I'm saying? You'd want that shit.
No, Donnell Rollins waited years before he had his special.
Yeah.
Earthquake waited years before
he had
his.
This is Donnell's first special, right? The one he did like 2 years ago or last year?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
The one with, Dave produced it?
Yeah, so it was Earthquake, but so it's like...
Yeah.
You know, they didn't do their specials until...
And people were like quick to try and... It's like, no, for one, you got to burn all that material. You know, the problem is people are so local, thought-minded that... We're going to hear everyone's jokes over and over again. And people are going to be like, oh, you don't write no new shit. okay, it takes 10, I mean, maybe not, to have a song. I mean, and the problem is, dude, once we even get to that hour, it's still going to be rough. I mean, think about after that, like, the next one should be better, but it's still like...
To me, once again, here's the parallel to hip-hop and comedy. I've been somewhat in the entertainment scene for the majority of my life.
Right.
I'm like 50 years old. Even since I was promoting a hip-hop club in my early 20s to now, people always putting out an album.
Right.
You putting out an album? Okay, cool. And then what? Your album gonna just be out there?
Yeah.
In limbo? Mm-hmm. You're not signed to a major deal. Your video's not spinning on BET and MTV.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, this was back then.
Yeah.
So is comedy the same way? Oh, you're putting out a special? Will it be even on Tubi? Mm-hmm. Or is it going to be on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, it's on YouTube?
Yeah.
You promoting it at all?
Right.
Where will it debut at? Uh-huh. It's like, it's the same thing. Like, it's people that constantly put out specials, and it's like, okay, mm-hmm. put out a special. It's on YouTube? Cool. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
You know, will it be on Tubi or is it going to be on Hulu or something? I'll check it out. I'm just saying, like, everybody,
I mean, because the thing I think about is this, especially if those aren't nailed down bangers. And if they are, why ain't you out there touring with it? Because guess what? If you put it out, you can't go out there touring with it. Or else people are like, yeah, he's out here touring with it. The only thing when people see a special, that's at the end of their tour. Or like, because they've been torn with that same material all over the place. And then they put it out. So people who've seen this person torn all over, mm-hmm. and the bits may change. Because like you said, they're working on it
as they're
touring.
Right.
So they're building it and changing it. And okay, this worked at this show. That, oh, this lady said this and I ripped off of that. So I'm going to add that now. You know what I mean? And so finally, when they got it tight, when they're up there just bam, bam, every joke, bam, bam, film it. Now the rest of the people that couldn't make it to my show can see it. Now I got to start over with some new shit. But I've made all my money possible torn off of that material. And then you write new stuff. But if nobody knows who the hell you really are, I mean, I know a lot of people around here, they know us. You know what I mean? And we're working outside of the area. But people cross, you know what I mean? And people, right. people who listen to the podcast obviously know who we are. But as far as our comedy stand-up, who've seen us live,
right.
we got places to go. You Absolutely, know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just like for me to, and you know, I burned some of my jokes, but they've changed and evolved, you know, because you try and get exposure online. That's what it is. People want something to pop. You know what I mean? They want to put it out there. They want somebody to see it. Oh shit! Let's get this guy. Let's sign him. Let's have him sign. You know, put him on a club. You know, in a club, or that's what they're hoping for. But
I've seen a lot of people, and I didn't think of it, and I thought it was genius. They put their crowd work.
Yeah.
They posted crowd work, which is dope.
Yeah, Gary Owens does a lot of it. You know, no, Matt Rife was obviously the main.
He's the crowd. That's all his. Yeah. You know.
But that's not his. I mean, that's just happened at his show. He has mm-hmm. material, but that's what's popping is the crowd work.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? So it's just, but that's a way to do it once you're doing a lot of shows, because crowd work is, and that's what I'm saying. When you have more time, so say we got booked for a gig, 30 minutes on shit. I mean, the problem is we can fill 30 minutes. We'll say 45. If I had to do 45. I would have to do crowd work. Or I would just have to talk about different subjects that I haven't written down yet. You know what I mean? One of those deals. But I would want to do probably a little crowd work just to fluff out 5 minutes. You know.
Or you could do your material and just slow it down and not.
Yeah.
And not rush, talk over or your applause.
Your applause breaks and all that. Yeah, I get it. But. You still need, I mean, I don't know. It's fun to talk to the crowd when you're a headliner, I would think. Because they're there to see you. But you can't talk to them the whole night.
I think as far as us concerned, like if we did 45 of our material, we would have to do like 15 minutes of crowd work, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have more than an hour worth of material.
I don't know that I have that. Yeah, I don't know that I have that. Not solid.
Not solid. You got 5 minute bits.
Yeah, but I don't think I got
2 5-minute bits is 10.
Yeah.
3 5-minute bits is 15.
Now, I know the math.
All right.
Yeah, but right. But now you're talking about just pulling everything I ever wrote. That's not.
That's material, bro.
But it's not stamped. It's not proved. It's not, you know. Come on. We're talking about trying to be killers, man. I mean, I know.
Well,
not,
shit.
Not killers.
If we trying to be killers.
At least not killers.
We got to rewrite all of our shit.
At least not killers, obviously, because I'm not bringing down houses or nothing like that. But, I mean, We're good. So, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to keep it where. I mean, I get a steady last, but not all my shit. And I haven't done it all in a row. It's not, I don't have a fucking 45 minute set that I've been working on. I don't. Not like I've been up there running it. I ain't got no practice like that. Come on, man. Keeping it real with your people. Ain't out there.
I heard that before.
Ain't out there.
Just keeping it real.
Yeah,
I've heard that statement.
Those
before.
Are facts. I'm not, I mean, I could do it. I could go up there and talk, but it wouldn't be fucking fluent. Unless it just wouldn't be, because I haven't worked out that, now 15 minute set, all day.
So you got 15 minute set.
I could probably even do a 25 minute set all day. But you talking about a 45 minute set? I'd have to scrape and then figure out arrangements and it'd be clunky and yeah. I'd get through it, don't get it twisted. We'd have some fun. But I haven't ran it. You know what I mean? It's just, I'm not confident in that. No, not at all.
Then say that.
Yeah, I'm not confident.
Then say that. That's what you should say. Don't say you don't have it.
But what I'm saying is, yeah, I don't have it. If I ain't confident in it, I don't have it. It's the same thing.
No, it's not. The shit is there.
It's there, but
So don't act like it ain't there.
Ah, boo.
It's there.
Boo.
And the fact that you don't believe in yourself.
I mean, I do, but it's not. I haven't worked it in a row, is what I'm saying.
Neither have I.
Like Tyrone's saying, like an hour. He hasn't got a chance to work the hour. I get it. Because we don't get, you know, we haven't had those opportunities yet. And, you know, we get 15 minutes all day every time in these shows, you know what I'm saying? But there's certain places, you know, you can get different ones. So it's just like we've ran our 25s a couple times, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, you know. That's all I'm saying. It's just the opportunity to run something, so it's don't miss a beat. Somebody's messing with you, blah, 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 blah. Go back to your shit. Not a chance. I haven't worked that in a while. And we're good at it off the cuff. I'm just saying, to be super smooth. Jerry Seinfeld did his shit 100 times, his 5-minute set 100 times before the Tonight Show. That's all I'm saying. He had that shit nailed. He had it locked in. Before his one of the biggest opportunities of his life. Because back then, that was one of the biggest, you know.
So, let me ask you this.
That's all I'm saying.
Jerry Seinfeld.
This is a young Jerry Seinfeld, too, by the way.
So, let me ask you this. I know he's one of the highest paid comedians.
Mm-hmm.
Can you quote any of his jokes?
Nope.
Okay. Neither can I.
Yeah. No, I got you. And he doesn't really crack me up. His show is hilarious.
I did like his show. His
show is hilarious.
I
get his humor.
I liked Jerry Seinfeld.
But it's just.
I liked his show. I liked George Costanza.
Mm-hmm.
I liked. I was a big Kramer fan.
Yeah. Yeah,
Kramer,
that was disappointing, right?
Yeah, the show was awesome, but I'm just saying, like, you know, when he would do his bits before the show and after the show, I didn't laugh. Not a one time.
Yeah.
At his jokes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Yeah. But you go to his shows.
He's very popular.
Killing.
He has the charisma.
Killing.
I'll even go as far as say he has the right last name.
You think that's what it is?
I think it plays a big part.
Fans, man. Once you have fans, his show is a big part too.
I mean, he had a fan base before a show.
Yeah. I mean, he's in New York. Oh, clean comedy. Dude, yeah, people, it's wild, man. Who is it? It's not Nate Bargatze, but he's one of the highest paid clean comedians.
Hey Siri, who's one of the highest paid clean comedians?
Mike something, I want to say.
Kevin Hart earned over $100 million.
He's not clean.
No. I want to say it's Mike's. I think there's a name's Mike something, but you went. I didn't know, but he'd be selling out theaters. Or Brian something.
I think Brian or Mike.
Brian. Brian's with an S. Something. Let's see if we forget. One of the highest paid clean comedians, Brian S.
Hey Siri, do you know who the comedian Brian S. is?
One of the highest paid clean comedians.
I found this on the web for. Do you know who the comedian Brian S. is? Check it out.
Not Brian Simpson.
It's not him?
No.
No, that's what he pulled up.
Is that what he pulled up?
Yeah, Brian Simpson.
I might be wrong. But either way, you know, there's comedians out there that are like clean and they're just like, they're killing it, man. Killing it. You didn't know they had a fan base, you know, but people everywhere. I'm telling you, it's just, that's the thing. That's what we were talking about. If you could build a fan base, man, that's where it's at. And that's why we love everybody out there that's paying attention to us. Rant about all of
Brian Regan?
Yeah! It was an R. See, I was way off.
Right on, man.
Brian Regan?
Sure.
See?
Nate.
Bargatze. Yep. He's more of a local name.
Local?
Like people more have heard of him. He's popping more, so. He's filled
local,
up the queue.
From Cleveland?
Not local from here, but... Like comedian, people have heard of him more so, I guess.
Brian Regan, Jim Gaffigan. Shane Gillis.
He's not clean.
What about Angela Johnson?
Yeah, she's not, I don't know if she's clean.
Well, this is the top comics, though.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Henry Cho.
And Henry, I don't know Henry Cho.
What about John Mulaney?
Yeah, I've heard of John Mulaney.
And Matt Rife.
Oh, okay.
These are the tops.
Those are the tops? How many of those do you know?
Matt Rife. And Jim Gaffigan.
You know Jim Gaffigan?
And Matt Rife, that's it.
Wow. Yep.
I never heard of these other people.
Yep.
And taking nothing away from them.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it's just like.
And then
but Angela Johnson, she's funny.
These are the top 10 highest paid stand up comedians in 2025.
In
2025. Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Dave Chappelle. Trevor Noah. Ricky Gervais.
Gervais.
Ali Wong. Tom Segura. Amy Schumer. Jim Gaffigan, Andrew Schultz, and that's the 10.
Wow. I've heard of all those.
I've heard of, I'm not familiar with Sebastian.
Maniscalco?
No, if I wouldn't recognize him for that.
He's super Italian.
Okay.
That's the one name I was trying to think of the other day, and I couldn't think of his name for nothing. But everyone said he was like terrible when he started. Like bad. All the comedians, like, in the part, like, everyone was, like, you know, and it's not, like, not a secret. He's worked at it, you know what I mean? He's gotten better, and now he's selling out Madison Square Garden.
Ricky
Gervais.
I never heard of him.
He hosted the 1 year for one of those award shows, but he's not a clean comedian either. He's controversial.
No, but they say top 10.
Yeah.
These are actually the 10 highest paid stand-up comedians in 2025.
That's crazy.
And once again, I heard of Kevin Hart. I know who Dave Chappelle is. I never heard of Sebastian.
Maniscalco.
Maniscalco.
I'm probably saying it wrong, but.
I know who Trevor Noah is.
Yeah.
Oh, they give their amounts, too. Let me do the list again with their amounts.
Damn, okay. We're putting all your business out there.
It's public information.
Yeah, get it.
Kevin Hart, $70
million. Ooh.
That's how much he earned in 2025.
That's a good number.
So I mean, he could have already had some money.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle, he earned $55 million.
Oh yeah, this is just for the year. They already got that.
Sebastian, $50 million.
Nice.
Trevor Noah, $40 million.
Get it.
Ricky
Gervais.
$35 million.
Okay.
Ali Wong, $30 million.
Yep.
Tom Segura, $28 million.
Wow.
Amy Schumer, $25 million.
Okay.
Jim Gaffigan, $22 million.
Get it.
Andrew Schultz, $20 million. That's Cordell Respress, $2.33. Boom.
And I have an IOU that I owe them.
Hey, shout out to them, man. They're doing it.
Right.
Making some money.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Getting paid.
Hey, that's the goal, dog. And that's why we go out there and fucking work this new shit. It's fun to work new stuff. It's just I need to probably do it some more. Get a little uncomfortable, uneasy, and just see what happens, man. Especially in those settings. You know, what's there to lose? It don't matter.
But see, and that's another thing that, you know, for mentally, like with the crowd that we had tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It was a small crowd.
Yeah.
But you don't know who.
Oh, yeah.
That one person in the crowd could change your life.
Is that what you say to everybody? Oh, people think that one person in the crowd is going to be.
No, but. It could, but mm-hmm. I'm just saying that the
be
little.
Be prepared for it. Yeah, I get
the little
it.
Magical dude.
Ain't there, but you don't know who could be.
Right.
Yeah.
Or someone that.
But that is that magical dude.
It can be, but I'm just saying they think that this little magical dude. Is going to be out there. So this is what I'm saying. That person in the crowd can assist.
Without them talking.
No, they can assist what you got going on. Yeah. Meaning that you are personable. Meaning that people do like you.
Meaning that
you are hustling. You do have a website. You do have an electronic press kit.
Yeah.
You already got everything possibly you do. You're personable. You talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good reputation. You're not just doing your sets and bouncing,
right.
Waiting on this magical dude to come up. You're not talking to nobody. You're not being social with nobody. You're not networking. You're not connecting. You're not introducing yourself to the owners or the clubs or the bookers or anything. You just doing your set and bouncing because you think this magical dude is going to do all of that for you.
Yeah, no, that don't. Especially not in comedy, man.
Or
it's like the opposite. You gotta be a salesman for yourself.
Well, you gotta be a salesman for yourself. You would want to be likable. You would want to You would want to be a show producer sometimes. Mm-hmm. Put on a show.
Yeah.
If you want to make some money.
Yeah.
Like. You could.
I mean, it's just fun to be able to put on shows and have shows for people, you know, that you want to, you know, showcase. That's.
Yeah, I want to make money. I mean,
you want to make money, but at the same time, that's not the ultimate goal to put on a show. That's not why I want
to
do it.
I think the ultimate goal is to make money.
No, it's to provide a platform and put on a show. I mean, you want to
make money.
You want to make money at the end of it. You don't want to just pay out money. You want to. To me, it's to break even at least. You know, you at least want to get your money.
No, I don't. You know, I'm not doing anything to break even.
I prefer to make money because that means your show is sold out and everything's sold and everything's selling. So that's great. I mean, we made money, so that's good. I'm just saying.
I don't do anything.
I get it, but that's like. That wasn't the main purpose for us to put on the show.
Our main purpose to put on the show,
to bring it to up to Erie and showcase our comedians.
You know, to me, in my personal opinion, was to introduce your fan base mm-hmm. to your hometown in Erie. This is what you've been doing. This mm-hmm. is what you can do.
Yeah.
I'm from Erie. Come check me out. Come laugh with me. I'm going to keep bringing the heat.
Yeah.
Keep attending.
But that's why we did it.
And make some money. At the same time.
That wasn't the ultimate, why we were doing it. The main reason was to take comedy and for me, to go up there and do it. You're hilarious. All right. Go ahead, show producer. That's not why I want to put on shows. I like to bring the comedy. I want to make money. They're not for free because you got to pay people. You got to pay for the product.
I don't know.
You got to at least try and. I mean, I get it. You want to make money. I want to make money. But that's not why I want to put on a show.
All right.
That's not like the goal to put on. I'm going to do this just to make this. That sounds like a goddamn Ponzi scheme. Might as well, okay, let's just do this to do that. That's a terrible way to put it, is all I'm saying.
No, here's the reality. We have fucking jobs.
Yeah.
We have jobs. So that's what's paying our bills. My goal is to not work my job and strictly focus on being a creator, being a comedian,
mm-hmm.
putting on shows and entertain and replace the job that I'm working right now. In order for me to do that, I have to make money to do so.
Yeah, you want to break it down like that.
It's not breaking it down like that. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. You have to make money. In order to quit your job and make a living, you have to make money. You're going to have to earn a living. So it would be like more of an issue for us to make money if we didn't have jobs. Like if we just quit our jobs.
No, I wouldn't do that.
If we just quit our jobs and strictly went to straight creating, because that's my goal, to quit my job and be able to podcast, tour and do comedy shows.
Facts.
Whether it's me touring and working for comedy clubs or me putting on my own shows, in order for that to be successful, you have to make money by doing that. Because bills have to be paid.
Yeah, I don't want
to. You have to afford to be able to get to your. Maybe he don't.
I'm definitely not in it just to put. I'm not trying to put on shows. I'd rather be on shows. I'm not trying to put on shows.
If you're on shows, you.
So I'm not a big show producer, just so you know.
So you're not a show producer.
No.
I guess that's a terrible thing to do. But
no, it's not. That's not something I want to do.
Okay, that's not what you want to do. But so what you want to do? You just want to do your comedy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so don't
I
you.
I mean, Midnight Baka will put on shows eventually.
Don't you got to get paid if you just do your comedy?
Yes.
But that's you're gonna do it for free?
No, that's not. But that's not the purpose of me bringing a show. If I'm on a show, I expect to get paid as the comedian. But anytime we're putting on a show or trying to put on a show, the goal is to bring the comedy to that place. You want to make money in the long run, but we're not just out here putting on shows here and there. We're pretty specific of where we go. You hope to make money. That's the goal. But if we decide to do it, it's for a reason. And like, we're just going to do this just to make this money, get this money.
I never said that.
But it sounds that way, is what I'm saying. That's why I'm trying to say.
It never sounds that way.
Yes, it does.
If it sounded that way, I would be putting on bullshit-ass shows every week. To make money. Am I putting on bullshit-ass shows?
I'm just trying to... That's not the
No, no. Am I putting on bullshit-ass shows?
No.
Am I doing shows... we got to get this money. We got to get this money. Then I'll be putting on bullshit-ass shows
every week. Well, you see, those shows ain't probably not making too much money, but either way...
Because we don't put on bullshit-ass shows, A... And then we're strategic of where and
but that's what I'm saying. But the main goal isn't just to make the money. It's to bring the comedy and showcase the comedians.
Of course it is, but money needs to be made.
Well, of course, because you got to pay the comedians. But that's you're looking at it from a different perspective.
Yeah, I am. I'm looking at it as a success perspective.
I'm looking at it as a comedian. You're the promoter. I'm not. I look at it as if we're doing a show somewhere, it's to bring it to there. You want to make money, you got to sell tickets. But that's not the main goal.
What's your end game? To keep working for somebody?
No, to make money.
No. You want to continue to do your job?
You're silly as fuck.
No, I'm asking a question. I'm silly.
Obviously
but not. But you're not getting it. This is not your season for understanding, obviously.
Oh, my God. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you doing it just to...
So when we said we're going to put on the show in Erie, it wasn't to make money. That's not why I said, let's go do a show in Erie. Let's make money. That's not at all in my head why I wanted to go do a show in Erie.
My purpose was to go to Erie and possibly start a series of shows.
Exactly. That's the purpose.
That can consist of making money as well as entertaining.
Come on, man. That's the underlying thing. That's not the reason. The main goal.
Everything that I'm doing from this point forward is to secure my independence.
I understand, but what I'm saying, it just sounds like...
It sounds reality.
Nah.
How can you secure your independence without making money, Justin?
No, you can. And that's one of the things, but the goal is to take shows... To perform. You're going to get paid.
So are you not working for your independence? No, that's all I'm saying.
No, that's the underlying thing.
But no,
that's
are you working for your independence?
Whatever. You're just trying to...
No, are you working for your independence?
Yep.
That's what I'm... Okay, then.
Yep.
So how can you do it without money?
You can't.
The fuck you talking about, then?
But that's not what I'm saying when we decide to put on shows, because that's not my main goal, is to keep putting on shows. My main goal is to be a comedian, get paid to do shows, not put on shows. So if we put on a show... Yeah, we're going to make money, but that's not the main reason we're putting on that show. It's for a purpose. It's not just to make that money. Because now all shows are successful. So that's... it's
everything
not,
that I... Everything my so name is on
it. So you just better hope it does, and you just go from there. But the main goal is to put on the show.
My goal is to be successful in everything that I do.
Yeah, I know. Me too. What are we talking about here?
What have I been a part that wasn't successful?
I'm just saying. I don't chase just trying to put on shows to make money. Because if you're just chasing that, what I'm saying is we're putting on the shows for a reason. It's to bring the comedy. You make money from that. But there's a specific reason why you're putting on that show.
I think we're saying the same thing, but he don't realize you're saying the same thing.
But yeah, but you're just...
I don't think he realizes it, but we're going to let him talk. Go ahead and finish up, sport.
No, you're just being this. This is it. I get it. I understand. But that's... Never mind. We have a different mentality on the whole thing. Either way, same goal. You just have a way of putting it, I guess. You just want to be up front. I'm just doing this to... No.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
it sounds bad.
It sounds...
So it's almost like, why you... So cool, see why you got this room. Make money? No, you're showcasing the talent.
I never said that.
Exactly.
I never said...
Exactly.
I never said to make money.
Exactly. But that's what it sounds like.
No, that's what you heard.
When I said, why would we go to Erie? To make money?
I didn't say that.
You did.
No,
to make money.
We have to make money.
No, but that wasn't the goal. You're not understanding. That wasn't the main reason why we put on the show. It was to bring the talent and show everybody up in Erie what it was. And that's the underlying thing. You're hopefully going to make that money. But that's because of the talent and the show you're putting on. But that's not the reason why we did it. Never mind. You're not following. We'll move. We'll just end it. Thank you, everybody. You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
Anyway.
Exactly. We're just ending. It doesn't matter. You're not following. I understand what you're saying, but you're not getting my point of view. So I don't think
you get what your point of view
I
is.
I do. I understand. It's just
like deep layered. What I'm saying is, everything that I do is to work on my independence. I'm not trying to work my regular 9-to-5. I want to be a creator.
Nope, I get it.
I want to create. Mm-hmm. I want to be a show. I want to put on shows. I want to do my comedy. Mm-hmm. And whatever that takes to not work my 9-to-5, I'm for it. Mm-hmm. But in order for that to work, everything that I do, all the steps that I make are strategic. It wasn't like me trying to bust a lick up in Erie. No, not at all. We put on a showcase. We were showing Erie what we can do, what we can bring to the area at the end of the day. But, we can't do it out the kindness of our hearts. You know, the venue had to be covered. The talent had to be paid. And, money had to be made. And that's the way it is. Entertainment is cool, but it's not a free thing. We can't expect people to travel and exchange their time for free. I mean, basically, when you boil down to it, it's like even in a job, we're exchanging our time for a wage. So it has to be compensated. So it has to make sense, you know, and striving for our independence is what we got to do. You know, we have to, you know, make money. And it's not like I haven't did shows for free. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is to be independent, to quit my 9-to-5, to be a creator so I can create, I can do entertainment, I could do podcasts, I could come up with these skits, I could come up with movies, I could be in movies, I could be in shows. But the bottom line is, you know, you got to be able to, you know, have an income so you can survive in this world. Money has to be made.
Yes.
I could be found at the_great_CORE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Please
hit the like, subscribe,
and put your comments in. If you like what was said in this conversation, let us know. If you agree, let us know. If you disagree, let us know. Hit the like, subscribe, comment. We appreciate all of you.
Love you all. Check you out next week. Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.